Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
March of 1944, in the Jim Crow South, police came for 14-year-old George Stinney Jr. His parents weren't home. His little sister was hiding in the family kitchen coop behind the house in Alkaloo, a segregated mill town of South Carolina. While officers handcuffed George and his older brother Johnny and took them away, two young white girls had been found brutally murdered, beaten over the head with railroad spikes and dumped in a waterlogged ditch. He and his little sister, who were black, were said to be the last ones to see them alive. Authorities later released the oldest Stinney and directed their attention towards George. The police were looking for someone to blame it on, so they used my brother as a scapegoat, his sister would say. On June 16, 1944, he was executed, being the youngest person in modern times to be put to death. 70 years later, he was exonerated after it took 10 minutes to convict the 14-year-old and sentenced him to death. Stinney Case tormented civil rights advocates for years. He was questioned in a small room by himself without his parents, without an attorney. And the police claimed that the boy confessed to killing Betty June Bickner and Mary Emma Thames, who was 8 and 11 at the time, admitting he wanted to have sex with Betty, and he rushed to trial. After a 2-day trial and a 10-minute jury deliberation, Stinney was convicted of murder on April 24, 1944, and sentenced to die by electrocution, according to a book. He was 14 at the time of this trial, and his lawyer, a local political figure, chose not to appeal. Stinney's initial trial, the evidence or lack thereof, and the speed of which he was convicted seemed to illustrate how a young black boy was railroaded by an all-white jury system. During the 1-day trial, defense called few to no witnesses. There was no written record of the confession, and today most people who could testify are dead, and most of the evidence is long gone. New facts in the case prompted the circuit court judge, Carmen Mullen, to vacate his conviction on Wednesday, 70 years after his execution. She said, "I can think of no greater injustice than the violations of one's constitutional rights, which have been proven to me in this case. The case has haunted the town since it happened, but garnered new attention when historian George Frierson, a local school board member raised in Tenney's hometown, started studying it some years ago. And since then, Stinney's former cellmate issued a statement saying that the boy denied the charges by saying, 'I didn't do it. I didn't do it.' And he said, 'Why would they kill me for doing something that I didn't do?' In 2009, an attorney planned to file a statement from Stinney's family members, but waited because he heard a man in Tennessee who was not related to Stinney could offer an alibi for the youth, but the man never came forward. It reportedly delayed the new trial, but it didn't stop it. Carolina still recognizes George Stinney as a murderer, his defense attorney stated, but we felt that something needed to be done about it. And since new details emerged, the Stinney family's claimed his confession was coerced, and he had an alibi that was never heard. That alibi was his sister, who's now 77. And she says she was with him at the alleged time of the crime, watching their family grow cows graze near some of the railroad tracks by the house. And the two girls rode over their bicycles. They said, could you tell us where to find some May Pops? Ruffner replied to them saying, no, and they went about their business. Stinney was accused of murdering the girls while they picketed wildflowers, and the family fled their home. His brother Charles, who's now in his 80s, said in a statement they never came forward because they were terrified. George's conviction and execution was something that the family believed could happen to any one of us. Therefore, we made a decision for the safety of the family to leave. I bring this up only because, ladies and gentlemen, it just continues to seem like the more things change, the more they stay the same. So the Get Down would like for everyone to remember and say their names. Amir Locke, 22. Jason Walker, 31. Michael Wayne Jackson, 62. Arnell Stewart, 27. Fanta Billy, 8. Alvin Motley Jr., 48. Ryan LaRoe, 21. Winston Smith, 32. LaToya Denise James, 37. Andrew Brown Jr., 42. Makia Bryant, 16. Matthew Williams, 35. Dante Wright, 20. James Lionel Johnson, 38. Dominique Williams, 32. Donovan Lynch, 25. Marvin Scott III, 26. Janoa Donald, 30. Patrick Warren, 52. Xavier Hill, 18. Robert Howard, 30. Vincent Delamont, 18. And Sandra Bland, and all the others whose killers have yet to be brought to justice. And let us not forget Breonna Taylor. May they all rest in peace in the arms of God. And brothers and sisters, may we never forget them and continue to say their names. My name is John Robinson, and this is The Get Down.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What is black? Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. Welcome to The Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, 319-527-6300, and please press 1. Tonight, I am your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by that guy, that dude, Mr. Dark Knight, Mr. DSP. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. What's good, my brother?
Today's a great, great day, Van. I'm good to be sitting in the co-pilot seat with you again, bro. And like you said, last time we got a chance to meet, hey, Black History Month ain't over yet. We still got some
walking and talking to do. It ain't over.
We still got some walking and talking to do. We missed two shows, so we got to catch up.
Absolutely.
So I hope everyone is ready. Are you ready?
Man, I'm ready. I'm locked and loaded. I am ready.
Listen, I've been chomping at the bit. Can't wait for this show. And it is my sincere hope that everyone kind of got where we're going and where we're taking this poetry. So, all things being equal, time is 9:10. Wait, Van. I'm sorry, we didn't tell the lovely people listening who sponsored the show this evening.
That man, you was reading my mind. I was just thinking that, ladies and gentlemen.
We didn't tell them. They don't know. You gotta let them know.
They don't know, but they I'm about to let them know right
my
now.
My bad. Let them know. Let them know, Van.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw?
Raw. I got mine.
You got yours?
Y'all need to get some of this. Trust and believe.
Shout out
you need to get
our,
some of this.
Oh, man, absolutely. Shout out to our illustrious CEO, none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, y'all. Make sure y'all hit him up for y'all Raw Links. If you're not even getting a Raw Links, just hit him up in his inbox and just say, you know, thank you, brother, for Epiphany.
Yes.
So.
Please.
Man. Are we ready, bro? We ready?
Am I ready? I'm ready. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm definitely ready.
Well, Van, if you ready, brother, if you ready, peace locked and loaded before I ask any other questions. Your peace locked and loaded?
Absolutely. It's locked and loaded.
I'm going to get out of your way because I know how you leave the mic. I'm going to get out of your way. Would you please do us the honor of starting this show off right on a good foot? And, brother, would you please go on ahead and get on down?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. The clock is ticking. Why are you knocking when the world sees what you've done? Now you snickering for fun in my bloodstained shirt from holding my brother in the street among the dirt. You hold value in your white supremacy. All lives do matter, which is why I create a legacy. So my children can have a fighting chance to walk the streets boldly so no harm can survive past remembrance. And no child left behind can truly succeed. Beyond your ticking time bomb of self-hate indeed, my rage is a spark that ignites the bomb. My energy is the detonator like the storm before the calm. You think you can create separation by being the wedge in my community to cause division? We are black and we are proud. You better believe we're going to say it out loud. The invisible chains will be broken. The clink and clatter you hear will burn like the flame from a dragon, scorching your privilege and burning it to the ground. The anger inside of me you have found. Hold your tongue before I lose my temper and spotlight your weak insecurities while I highlight my black splendor. But like I said, the clock is ticking and you have no choice but to change your thinking or else. Yeah, or else. In peace.
This struck a particular chord with me because if I can create a scenario, you got all these people at the protest march and everyone's starting to disperse. And the one person standing there in front of a whole line of oppressors is the person saying this piece. And inside he's just got this whole thing going on. And he's like, the anger inside of me you have found. Hold your tongue before I lose my temper. And he just stands there until the people on the opposite side decide to walk away. Love this. I absolutely love this piece.
Appreciate you, brother. I'm humbled. Humbled. But as much as I enjoy hearing accolades about my piece, my good brother.
It's true.
My good brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you locked and loaded?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead and get on down.
This piece is entitled Black Is. Black is the color of police brutality. The you can't live here, so go back to Africa where you came from. Black is fabled, but it damn sure is profitable. Black is the fast break, slam dunk, Hail Mary touchdown, three balls, two strikes, grand slam, everyone wants with the ahs and the oohs. Black is loving every inch of our rhythm, but they copy it and still ignore our blues. Black is the civil rights movement when no one was civil to the marches. Black is the right to want to be treated as a man in American. Black is pacified bloody protest marches. Black is being really noticeable when voting season, but our issues are still ignored for the stupidest of reasons. Black is manipulated emotions that taste like peppermint sticks to crying babies with bad sweet tooth habits. Black is Latinas and black women that used to be sexy but have nasty crack habits, crying that they gotta have it. Black is what a dad's hands look like after a hard day's work. Black is the easiest thing that we've ever done. Black is the hated skin that said sit in the back of the bus and no niggas allowed. Black is our grandparents that peacefully protested and always stood proud. Black is Southern outhouse invitations. Black is soul music played through the pain while wiped eyes through ripped shirts that sound like classical symmetry. Black is his own love language, cooked in old chicken grease with cornbread and collard greens and gravy, because black is who we have to be when it's hot, humid, and hazy. Black is broken backs but not spirits doing slavery. Black is the waves in our hair after a cut, you see me? Black is what you have to say in prayers as you look into the heavens and you're asking God, why me? Black is what I am, listening to the whispers of those ancestors trying to protect me. Black is having to always ask and demand for the bullshit just to stop. Black is asking Lady Justice just to be fair, just for once, when the law has always been against us, but they call it justice to just us. Black is the chocolate skin tone of a beautifully breathtaking, bountiful group of sentience. Black is the unfair tidal waves that drowns out the dreams of the deepest parts of the shallow waters in the Pacific Ocean of racism. Black is always under attack just for being black. Black is having to live with another people's hate for no damn reason, just because some stupid reason people always say is hate black people season. Black isn't a disease, but it is as cool as a summer breeze, like NBA threes. Black is a song that we sing when we need to remind you that black people damn near reinvented everything. Black is so damn wholesome. So to the entire planet, on behalf of black people, you're welcome. And that's that piece.
Yo. First of all, Dynamic Inc. from J. Rob the Wise Son. Salute, King. Salute.
Oh,
now, my man said, black isn't a disease, but it's as cool as a summer breeze. Last second NBA threes. Yo. And then he says, you're welcome. And in my head, man, I didn't even want to do it, but all I could hear is The Rock singing, you're welcome. Do, 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 do. You're welcome. So my brother, I love this piece, man. I love this piece, man. Black is everything, but black is so damn wholesome. Oh, God, the way that just rolls off your tongue. Phenomenal ink, my brother. Phenomenal ink.
This is all right, man. this was all right. This was a small labor of love, and it's actually the shorter version of a longer performance piece that I'm trying to study. But this is the part that I'm feeling most of anything. So, yeah, thank you for that, man.
Oh, man, thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Indeed.
Now, I don't know about you, man. I don't know about you. But I really need hear from some poets tonight. I really need to hear the soul of their ink tonight. I need to
hear the soul of their ink?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need to hear some majestic personification, deep twilled, ink quilled with diversification around this thing we called blackness.
Come on now. Come on now. I'm dying to hear some of these poets.
But look.
Dare I say height?
Bruh. We in for a treat. We in for a treat.
Are we really?
Because first on the mic, C-Double-34 Music, y'all. C-Double in the house. What's good, bro?
I'm so glad we had this time together. Hi. How are you?
Doing good, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Just got finished doing my hustle, and I wanted to make time because I know J-Rob invited me to this piece here, so I'm obliged. So let's go ahead.
Hey, we appreciate you, man. Thank you for stopping through.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Absolutely.
You're very welcome.
Glad you were here.
You know what I wish y'all would do for me? Count down from 10 to 1.
10, 9, 8,
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Injection, fellas. I just wanted to
I'm
do
mad.
That.
I'm mad. Oh, man, I love it.
Your poetry, it hit. I can't deny that. It hit. Like Rod Carew.
Thank you.
It hit.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you.
Oh.
Now, good brother.
Appreciate the both of you. Yes, sir. Yes.
We need to know, is your piece locked and loaded? Because we'd like to appreciate you and your craftsmanship right now.
I'm going to put it like this. I'm kind of like Rodney Dangerfield, and some people may not give me any respect, but I'm going to be like the plague in the city in China, Wuhan. I got you all in check. Yeah, this piece is locked and loaded.
My brother, go ahead and get on down.
And this piece, thank you. And this piece is called, "But It Looks Good on You, Though." Hi, forgive me for being distracted. Lately, I've been listening to a dude on YouTube named Dane Calloway. His tagline is, "I'm just here to make you think." So I started researching data to separate truth from just facts, from empty calories. I don't fall into government categories based on labels and status calling my story his story. I wrote a poem, Crayola, a few years ago saying I was beyond description. I absolutely have no desire to fit in, which makes those interested offended. I claim myself as African because I don't have dual citizenship, and government law sees black as definition, death, but I don't accept being invisible. I went to my barber driving my Seville in L.A. down Figueroa. I never attempted to pimp a whore. or went to auditions to play a nigger role. The race is not given, though, to the swift, but to those that endure. So I run cross country in this marathon, winning like Kenya, wanting more. Is that her in the thong? I'm indigenous, and I don't accept the ridiculous type of submissions to this wickedness that wants me to pick and choose to make cameos talking out the side of my neck. Ow, can I'm in. I'm not here for the protest, and if you propose that, you ain't woke yet. I don't talk to my ancestors through tombstones. I overcame mentalities by moving forward, being indoctrinated and mentally medicated. They tried to sedate me by the propaganda, filling me with anger and hatred. What a waste of time that I feel I've mastered all debates here. Voting for changes, depending on strangers, becoming lazy and complaining, doing the same insane crap. I know of my heritage, but lacking God's knowledge is perilous. So if you want to celebrate, that's cool. But for my benefit, I'll just be celibate and be looked at as a registered degenerate. And I'll still check other in the box because I'm temporary and I'm not of this world. I'm just a law-abiding citizen whose mind you can't infiltrate. I crossed the line and finished the race, but I know this message won't minister because I made my own history. And I'm from New York State in the motherfreaking house. Live with it as I end this piece saying I love you as my flavored signature. Oh, before I forget, one more thing before you call me a coon or anti because you have pride. I stopped eating catfish because years of slavery in the mind made me man-tied. Pass that piece.
This is how you start the show. Awesome. What you think, Van?
Man, this right here was some phenomenal. This is what I'm talking about, the soul of the ink. There was a line in there, man, where you said that something about operating without gods is perilous. Bruh, you just be putting so much into your work. And literally, we have to go back and listen to it over again. Because there's some stuff that we miss because we focus on, like, the one line. But then you hit us with another line, then another line, then another line. Hey, man, you're dynamic, bro. And I'm glad I know you.
Yeah.
Stay right.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan for a lot of reasons. I'm a fan mostly because you're the personification of a creative. And it's like you take on a challenge. It's not really a challenge, but you take on the assignment of stretching your pen seriously. And when you put pieces like this together, it exemplifies what Van and I have always asked a lot of poets to do. Stretch your pen. Give us what that is. And you never fail, bro. Never. Salute.
Thank you, cousin. You know, I have to let people know there's no definition for me. Now, don't get it wrong. I understand I got some blackness in me, but I'm way more than that. And if I let the government define me, I'm still enslaved.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
In every sense of the word.
Shoot, I'm spirit, man. Y'all can't catch me.
Come on now.
Tell him, brother. Tell him.
I like it. But heck, this is why I'm a fan of your material.
For sure.
And that's why I'm a Nat King Cole fan. Because I always say, although it's been said many times, many ways, kiss my ass and freak you.
You are faithful.
Yes, I am. Proud of it. So, C, send me where you got to send me. One love, one mic.
Absolutely. One love, one mic, brother. Get out there on that dance floor. Ladies and gentlemen, C-34 Music, y'all.
A.K.A. Sweet Daddy Badass. Singing that King Cole.
Oh, man. Let's keep this party going, man. Next up on the mic, we got one half host of the Love Zone. One half host of Poetic Therapy. Hey, y'all, we have the one, the only, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Oh, yeah, she a brand new G-Ma. She a brand new G-Ma, y'all.
Danielle.
Did we lose her?
There she is.
All right. All right.
You know I was getting ready to go in the chat room, right? Can y'all unmute me?
I did. But whatever was happening with the studio, it was like it was just spinning. It was just spinning.
I understand.
But anywho, but you're here now. You're here now.
Yes. And I'm good. I'm good. How y'all doing?
Glad
some powerful pieces, yo. Y'all.
Oh man.
Y'all got it going on, man. This is
J-Rob wrote my piece. J-Rob wrote my piece.
Well, excellent job. Excellent piece.
Thank you, J-Rap.
Both of you.
I'm going to tell you the God's honest truth. Van and I talked about the show, and Van called me at my day job and said, this is what you're going to say tonight. And I read it and was like, wow. Yes, sir. I mean, when the station manager tells you what you're about to read at the show and spit, you don't give him no grief. You sit there and you acquiesce. The station manager said, read this. I said, but I got my own poetry. He said, Jay, I've never told you what to read before. You're your own artist. Read this, though.
Oh,
okay.
Well, I'm glad. You
know,
I'm glad you did.
The abundant fallacies that was in that statement, I cannot agree with that. I cannot agree with that. J. Rob wrote his piece and my piece tonight.
If I could show you the level of skullduggery that just came to the microphone by way of Van Meadow.
You are a juggernaut of falsehoods and misconceptions. And I cannot accept it.
Danielle, if you don't know Van already, Van poetry be smoking like a broke stove and bounce like a check. That's how dope his material is.
Damn. I will agree with it. Yours as well, though. Both of you. I aspire.
I read what he told me to.
This guy.
I have no problem acquiescing when the station manager says I need a solid. I was like, what's up? He said, read this. Those are the only two words. Y'all can't see my text messages that I'm looking at, and he just said two words, read this. And I was like, oh. For the show? He was like, no, at Christmas. Of course, tonight the show. So I read this. And I can see Van walking away like George Jefferson right now, swinging his arm in back of him with the ditty box. He'll read it.
Wow. That's crazy.
I'm just saying.
Here you come.
I'm just saying.
Uh-oh, Weezy. Here come the zebra.
Lord. Oh, my God.
Y'all are so wrong.
What are you so
wrong.
A You know you wrong. It's two left shoes with no laces.
So
that's
wrong.
A damn
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know where that reference is from, please refer to your nearest show, Richmond Hensley and Marla Gibbs.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
J-Rock, would you like to... would you like to usher La Perla to go to the mic?
La Perla Negra.
Yes.
Aside from what my illustrious co-host has been experiencing in terms of profound joy and banter, would your piece happen to be ready? Is it locked and loaded, madame?
It is.
If such is the case, allow me to move Van forcefully from in front of the mic. And would you please do us the honor and get on down?
Yes, I will. Thank you. All right. This is called My Black History. I am Black History because every waking moment of my life, I make Black History. And I don't even have to look in the mirror to see. There are some African proverbs that say, do not look where you fell, but where you slipped. So I keep my head up. If there is no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm. So I know life is a continuum, as is Black history. See, life starts in my womb, so every time I speak, I imprint, breathing the energy of life into existence of all who will hear me. I create Black history. From the soles of my feet through the divine spirit that inhabits the vessel of flesh onto the, up to the tips of my tangled tresses. Every step I take, I leave a footprint of Black history in this earth. I am Black history. And for all who will see me, they see Black history because my walk, skin, my presence, my confidence within tells an unmistakable story. I bring to you Black history. They invite me into their world but ask, what do I bring to the table? I am the table because I never allow pain to turn my heart into something ugly. I make Black history. My love, my commitment, and my dedication to loving you for who you are, where you are, and all that you will strive to be are the dishes that I serve. So to you, I feed the best of me, and where you will dine is a place called My Black History. Amani we, kwenu kwa, upende mwaga, means peace be unto you, with love and light, and that's their peace.
Ashe o, ashe o. Asheo.
Asheo.
I'm digging that.
Thank you.
I'm truly digging that. And every bit of the references that you put with this, I'm truly digging this piece.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to borrow this. Van Meadows, what say you, sir?
Oh, after all of the untruths that were spoken before you spit your piece, you certainly had a way of reminding us why we are here. And I just love the fact that you are Black history from the soles of your feet to where you walk. Girl. Mm. That's what I'm talking. That's that ink. And that ink. I love it. 100%.
Oh, thank you. That's what's up. Yeah, we do imprint.
I liked it too.
Thank you.
And I can tell Van didn't make you write that one.
Nope. Sure it didn't. Sure did.
Actually, both of you, dude. I've taken a little bit from everything that y'all said, and I put it in there. We are Black history. Every breath we take, we make Black history.
Oh, shucks. You see what she did, Rabbi? Shucks. You see what she did?
That's your friend. That's your friend.
That is definitely, yep, that's my friend. That is my friend. Yep.
Before we over to the Get Down dance floor, can you let everybody know what you got going on?
Most definitely. I'll start with alternating Saturdays with Poetic. I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with Stan the Man Phillips. And that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Alternating Mondays with Do What You Like and King and Queen's Quarter. Goodness, the newest show to add it to Epiphany. I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet, Texas, and Poetic. Now, y'all come on by there, because we got a second half of the show called Pick Up Your Pen, and you're going to love it, because that helps you tap into your creative side by putting you in a time constraint to write something. And I know you're going to come up with something beautiful. Wednesday nights at 9, I am one half host of The Love Zone, where I co-host with my beautiful VIP. Now, the topic is up in the air for now, but I'm sure whatever we come up with, you're going to love it. So y'all come on, get caught up in The Love Zone. Next Wednesday night. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank
She's
you so
professional.
Much.
Back to you, gentlemen.
She's real professional. Real professional. And I
this
love
is,
it.
Oh,
I love
you.
It.
Like, this is Nana Pearl. Back to you, gentlemen.
Oh,
this is Nana Pearl.
Oh, that's what's up. Thank you.
Now get on over there on that Get Down dance floor and have yourself a good time.
Most definitely. Thank you. One love, one mic.
Ladies and
thank
gentlemen,
you, Nana.
That is La Pearl La Negra. Going over there to take her socks off. Baby, baby. Speaking of taking your socks off, J-Rob, we got the one, the only CEO of Epiphany Radio, your poetry outlet, the next phase in online radio. For Real, the Poet Douglas, y'all. What it do, baby, baby?
Take your socks off. What it do?
What it do?
Salute my brothers, J-Rob the Wise Son, Poetic, my brothers. I salute you and your attempts to bring light to a month dedicated to Black Americans on repeat by replaying and taking it over that short period of time that was given to us. So I salute you, brothers, for what you do.
Thank you, good brother.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
That really means a lot. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes. And for also giving me a second chance at doing some heavy cussing within a piece. That's cool. Cuss again.
That wasn't my
again.
Intent the other night, man. I was just trying to share some poetry, brother.
Yeah, that aged me a little bit, bro. When I got to yell and scream like that, you know. But it feels good. It feels good. It's good for the bladder.
Let it out, daddy.
Yeah.
Let it out, daddy.
Let it out, bro. Just
my doctor said stop holding in anger and let it out. So that gave me a good chance. Man, I went to work. I was whistling and everything. I was nice to all the white people.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking to you.
I'm just saying. I hope none of them are listening to the show right now, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
J-Rob, that's your man.
Oh, 24/7, 365. I'm going to ride or die with this cat. This is a whole dude.
I love it. Well, broski. Yeah.
And before we go any further.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, bro.
It's your turn, bro. But I gotta say it publicly because we started.
I just ushered Miss La Perla Negra to the mic. What are you talking about? No, you're right. You did. Dang it.
Yeah.
But we started this whole Black History program by standing up and saluting you. So having you on our show during our Black History segments says a lot. And we want to just publicly say thank you, not just for networking, but for everything that you do. Raw Links, the whole nine, bro, and just for being an overall good dude. I want to say thank you publicly, man. You know, everyone's talking about giving somebody their flowers, and Van and I was like, we got to mention the Larry Maddox before we talked about anyone else because, brother, you are Black History.
Hey, man.
Y'all going to do it again?
That's how y'all doing. That's how y'all doing. I remember the show now. Now I remember. Yeah, I was taken back by that, and I really wanted to thank you guys. On that show there, it really touched me listening to the show and hearing I'm listening to you guys say all these things, and then my name followed it, and I was like, wow, I was really taken back emotionally by that. You know, I like to be humble, but I say that I really did love hearing that. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie. It fucked me up, and excuse the language, but I chose those words. It fucked me up, yo. You know, I mean, you don't often get to hear those things. You're not often fed love in the way that you guys do. So I'm going to just keep it real like that as my name speaks. That was dope, man, and I want to thank y'all, seriously.
Absolutely, bro. You're more than welcome. And we want to keep inspiring you and encouraging you to continue being living, walking Black History.
Oh, man, y'all, you just did me in right now, man. You did me in, man. I'll get y'all back some kind of way, man. But I love you guys, and y'all going to stop trying to make people cry when they call into your show.
Not out of 10, bro, but check this out. Is you ready? Your piece locked and loaded?
Yes, sir. This is a little medley of a little pieces within my pieces, so some are familiar to you. Let me just say yes, I'm ready, bro.
All right. Go ahead and get on down.
Sure, baby. In America, it's like every day it takes all of me to move forward. In America. If I didn't believe in God, this whole thing would be over. America. Move after move, back and forth like a pawn across this chessboard, placed in a place left vulnerable without any escape, evading the rook and the knight captured by the bishop wielding a butcher's knife. What a life. Every day wars waged in America. Games played in America like pieces on a chessboard, always ending with checkmate. At the end of the day in America, tired of playing these games. America, this is my life. World run by dummies pretending to be wise, making moves being made, none for the people's benefit. We live in poverty while the rich get paid in America, see. The axe forgets, but the tree remembers. Over 400 years of a bloody pasho. Invited to look back at the aftermath, I take a path, though. Grab my pistol, slap an orange motherfucker with my bicho. Use lowercase digits to make small of the races that sits at the capital. Make clay bricks out of horse shit and build a wall around it. From the White House to the outhouse with politics, I wipe my ass with it.
turds in appointed white robes running it. Turds in pointed white robes running it. Like diarrhea running down legs of a constipated government. Foolish it. With grand plans of making this country great for all of them once again. For only them once again. To enslave all the Nubians, to wipe out all the melanin from sea to shining sea. America, America, God's played a prank on thee. Devoid of good or brotherhood. I speak of all the shit that I've seen. America, America. Done took a shit on me. See, they brought us here over waters that were deeper. On a good ship, Jesus, they seized us from overseas. They see us, they see us. Not as human beings, but as King Kong and Mighty Joe Young. See, that's bananas. But that's how they see us. Through this sea from shining sea, that view that is unseen by us in a land where justice is just unjustly kept from just us. When will we overcome? When will we see where we be right here where we be, this sea from shining sea, this freedom, this Emancipation Proclamation, oh, say can we see, Lord, oh, say can we see, Lord, oh, say can we see, shut the fuck up. There are still places in America you can't travel at night or wanna be. Celebrities buying foreign Negro babies like they puppies while thousands of black babies in America go starving. Ha. Y'all starting shit overseas got us in your army dying or returning home and being reminded that here, nigga, you don't belong. You're just a darkie, a monkey. But they can't see that all we ever wanted was peace and to be released from this modern-day slavery. You pissed all over my ancestry. Like cattle, you took hot metal and branded me. You took all my people from Africa and scattered us. And like Tarzan, you created this man, your image, and gave us your religion. And you want us to believe that bullshit? Nigga, please. On TV, they show our African children with big bellies. Ha. They show our ghettos, but we know Zimbabwe, Kenya, and Soweto. You brought us to a place where we have no choice to be. Raped and robbed us from our heritage and from the cradle right out of the crib. You stole and sold our kids. Ha. Now today, here we go again. Ha. No more rope, but they are still lynching my people, though. Ha. You found a new way. So behind gates you enslaved by making our men as felons, choked by the system, rights to vote revoked and shit. Anything with melanin is condemned and shit while the government gives out kickbacks to these private-owned prisons if they don't fill them. And shit, no more rope. But they still lynching us, though. So many hung, but still there are so many of us straightening our hair and bleaching our skin and cooning buffooning acts like to be like one of them. And at some point in time, when their melanin can no longer hide them, they always come back. And they fade right back to black sea. But God has a hand clap that'll slap you where you're tender at sea. I'm at my apex. This is where I go ape at. Some people are comfortable with their reality, but the reality is that it's not their reality. Excuse me for being judgmental, but there's some dysfunction in the mental capacity to make a motherfucker believe in the bullshit that they see on TV. Figure it out. It's make-believe. It's what society wants you to see. You see, when you no longer dream, they write this sheen just for you, tailor-made just for you, on TV screens just for you. Another one of us dead by the hands of the red, white, and blue. And the reality is we're being desensitized by all this shit that we're seeing on TV. We are digressing while there's a purge and they're going door to door while we like chimpanzees in the front of a TV on all fours screaming out, evolution, evolution, when we should be screaming out revolution. Ain't that some shit? Evolution. Evolution is the change in heritable traits of biological populations over successive generations, and their religion is the bullshit that will take you further away from heaven. So they saying that soon every ape in all the zoos will snatch the keys and be free to move in at a tree near you. In America. I'm black enough in America. I'm black enough in America. I'm black enough. But when will I be black enough for justice in America? America, America, done took a shit on me. Fuck America. In peace.
Fuck America. Come on, man. Come on, man. You just playing with him now. You just playing with him now. I see you. I see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was so much power at this piece, man. But you got a line in here that I absolutely love. And you say, the axe remembers the tree. Bro, every time I hear this piece, that line just jumps out at me. It just jumps out at me. And
say that line to them one more time slowly, Van. There's some folks that missed that. Say that one more time, baby.
The axe remembers the tree. Bro.
The tree remembers.
The tree remembers the axe. There you go. Man.
Yeah. The axe forgets, but the tree remembers. My brother,
yeah,
man,
that's
listen.
It.
My brother, I leave y'all. I want to leave y'all with this, man. Y'all got me kind of hyped. Now I got to go to work and slap somebody. I'm going to leave y'all with this, okay? I'm going to leave y'all with this, J-Rob. Endangered species. They speak of endangered species all the time, but they're animals, and you know how much they love their dogs, okay? But endangered species, hunting seasons, blackjacks, black bodies, blood of the street like trophies, handcuffs, pointed hoods, police badges, looting, more shooting, bulletproof, who? We all bleed. We both have funerals, but one dies a nigger, the other a hero. Open season on melanin, the reason. It's been like this from the beginning, but in the end, the one with the darkest skin will be standing upon a new season when the prey strikes back. And that's that piece.
Yeah.
Be careful when the prey strikes back.
Yes, sir.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Well, my brother, go ahead, get on over there. Go get you a dance before you get to the plantation. Hey, man, listen, I got to tell you this, though. Please don't smack nobody, because I ain't got no bail money.
Yeah. I cast that
I do.
Before I do.
Smack who you feel. I got bail money.
I cash that it to you before I do.
Thank
hey.
You, bro.
Appreciate
you,
bro.
Baby.
Hey, one love, y'all.
One love,
my
y'all
man.
Back, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO, for real, the poet Douglas. You are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number, 319-527-6300, and please press 1. If you're listening online, call in. If you're already here, go ahead, press 1. We're not going to bite.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
Your number one hit station.
This is Sunday, and we listen to Epiphany Radio.
The For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. J-Rob, you ready to keep this poetry train going?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And yes, sir.
Absolutely. Next up on the mic, our good brother Blaze is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Whoa. Blaze, what's up, bro?
What's up? What's up? What's going on with y'all?
What's happening,
bro?
Hey,
it's another good day in the hood. How are you?
Feeling kind of crazy about tonight.
That's a good one, right?
Crazy is accepted. Crazy is accepted, bro.
Crazy is accepted all the time.
Every chance we get.
How's my J-Rob and my metals, brother?
Hey,
man,
ain't complaining about nothing, and everything is really good.
Yes, it is.
That's
bro.
What's up. That's what's up.
Doing phenomenal.
Absolutely.
So, I think I'm going to. I got a piece called Subliminal Seduction.
Oh, okay. Sounds sexy. You know we're on some Black History stuff tonight, but that sounds sexy.
No, this
and Black History is
sexy. But when you hear it, it won't sound sexy once you hear it.
That's what I'm talking. Come on, Blaze. Come on. I'm sorry, I'm hype. I was supposed to ask. My bad. I'm sorry, Van. My bad.
It's all good, bro. It's all good.
My good brother, is your piece locked and loaded?
Yes, sir.
Then my brother Van and I are going to step out of the way because I'm animated and I'm hype. I'm going to get out the way. And would you please go on and get on down?
Yes, sir. Silent weapons were silent wars, where they tried to destroy you with violent scores. Radios, frequent seas, just to tap into underground radio frequencies nicely, just to entice me, brain fry me with 5G way down deep inside me to this guy's no more. And they don't even try to wear disguise no more. They've been set out to program men with TVs. That's why they call it TV programming. I'm just saying it tells lies to your vision, making your vision tell a vision on television. Thank you. While they spank you because it's tricked you into embracing an underlying falsehood, and which is equivalent to lying under the false pretenses of his hood, in the hood, covered up, gunned down, shot to death. Another brother smothered in blood and guts, because when you're shot and killed in plain view, streets, by police, remember, you were loved and will be missed, and due to what happened to you because of it, your name news leaks. Soon after, the world could give two freaks because they're now truly focused on lies and deception, putting us in a place where we've been made to use useless discretion on lessons of obsession while they're behind the scenes speaking on attacks and counterattacks from nuclear weapons on in and around many wartime stations. And with our minds, we are becoming tore-down patrons while they consistently change channels. And we are faced with deranged panels of judges sentencing us to written paragraphs. And I believe to them we are a pair of graphs to where their staff can go in secret and share some laughs. They say everything written is in black and white, but unwritten it seems to be a lot of gray areas. And where there's gray gives a lot of room to play with so many shade characters. Please take note. I'm about to embarrass you. Yeah, you, S.A. By the way, where'd you get the name from? America. Amuruca, which means land of the feathered serpents existing in the Incan empires. And know this, if we truly wanted to unite, we'd sink the entire evolution of you blue men. You have always tried to trap our minds in meaninglessness and to excess streaming the best in wretchedness where we find ourselves catching less and less breaks while they beat the brakes off of us less and less, finding new ways to make us a stressed out mess. Everything has to do with the laws of maritime, where they marry minds and bodies of water to reprogram your sons and lie to your daughters upon entering a net. Wait a minute. You talking about being caught in the internet? Yeah. Entering a net, the internet. Or you've been shipped and they received you at a docking bay. No, I'm not finished yet. Because they've never included you in on a deep, dark web with spy doors. Get it? That even if you're standing far off and see the happenings, could still give you eyesores. Making the average person so sick to the very point you think of many ways to expose it, in which could start a riot and you'd end up being called loony and soonsy. People would be disheartened by it. But all I'm saying is, if even you knew it, how could you reveal the truth without them having a million undetected ways of keeping things hidden and killing you? This is how they do us. This is how they do us. They see through us. And they just do shit and continue fucking us. Or should I just say continue fucking? Because that's the way this is all done. Subliminal seduction. Subliminal seduction. And peace.
Ooh.
Yo, I do stand corrected. Stand corrected. As I'm hearing your piece, Van, remember that piece that Nas did about watch Fox and watch what Fox is saying about the fire Fox because the Fox is telling you a lie in the box, being the television?
Yeah.
I'm hearing this piece, and it's bringing up that same sentiment. Is bringing up that same sentiment. This was an awesome piece. I'm very, 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 one, I'm happy I was wrong. But second, this piece was absolutely freaking dope.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Another piece, Jay. Another piece, the soul and the ink, bro. Another piece.
Mm-hmm.
And this right here, fire. The title. You know, I like doing that with my titles, too. Have you thinking what the piece is about. And then when you hear it, you're like, oh, my God. I love that, man. I love this piece. True, true, true kingsmanship on this piece, bro. Dope ink.
Thank you.
Nah, man, thank you. Blaze, my brother, we're going to get
this
you on over to the Get Down Dance
like
Floor, man. Oh, yeah.
Blaze, if you could do me a favor, man, and post that in the event page. Because I know I want to read it again.
Will do, will do.
Appreciate you, bro.
Now get over there on that dance floor, man. Let them know Blaze has arrived. One mic, my brother.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's my good brother, Blaze.
That was really good. I was not expecting that. And he on the second bounce, he knocked that out the park like in a stickball game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Are y'all ready? You ready? I know I'm ready.
I'm so ready. Are you ready?
Man, I'm definitely ready. The next artist is none other than our West Coast go-go brother, Sincere from Los Angeles. What's good, bro?
My brothers, dynamic intro, dynamic pieces, gentlemen. Everybody came before me. Salute, salutations, blessings.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You,
and may I say early in advance, the pieces that you have been dropping in my lap are nothing short of spectacular.
Thank you, brother. thank you, thank you.
Absolutely.
I appreciate them. I'm humbled.
Mm. Thank you. I really do thank you.
Yes, sir. But, yeah, I gotta say, I gotta say this while you're live, Van Metals. You've been following me for a long time. You gave me a lot of inspiration, a lot of encouragement. Thank you for allowing me to have your phone number, reach out to you, my brother. And I appreciate you, brother. I really do. You have no idea. And you and J-Rob, thanks, J-Rob, for giving me your number as well, brother.
Indeed.
The honor
indeed.
Is all mine. Yeah. All mine.
And I share that sentiment along with him.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Sending me pieces. You be sending me pieces too, bro, and I be digging them, man. I'm like, man, this brother, man. This brother. You know, then I read the poetry. Then I go to Instagram, and my man always doing the same over there.
Man, listen. Listen.
Y'all, man.
You see him?
He be doing
it. You see his Instagram?
I be like, bruh. I be like, bruh, is you at work or you partying? Because did you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I got to
make fun of the flame, y'all. I got to make it what it do.
And you definitely do what it do.
Okay. I appreciate you.
Oh.
Now, my brother, me and J-Rob going to get out the way, and we're going to let you have this mic so that you can go ahead and blaze it down, you know. So, sincere, my brother, go ahead and get on down.
If my skin is a crime, then you need to ask the queen who sits on the throne of Europe. Her ancestry began black, but came back white. My skin is my freedom. So that was my crime. Then why must I be a part of your emasculation? Or for my blueprint to be me? We built this nation and the nation of Europe. We for sure got hung for our skin, raped, burned alive for this nation. Why now are you trying emasculation for my skin if my skin is a crime to being above your hate and envy of my mangles? My skin color is not a crime, however, and oddly enough, nowhere or somewhere is the freedom to be ejaculating or emasculating for the price of freedom. Since freedom isn't free, says the Magic Man, 36 years traveling from Saigon. My heroes died to be a man, so that means I'll die a man, but my spirit won't allow me to sell out for Monday, ending to keep you wanting to be at war with me. I would save the money for my degree to miss over the ocean, pains of blood, if everything we do is better than you. My blueprint is to my freedom, is my color, teaching myself to love me first over the riches of fame and for death or wrath for this bitch purse. Emasculate me to show the whitewash war. My heroes and Black Lives Matter for only money and serving the beast is far better than serving God. My skin is my freedom, not a crime, nor will I wear a dress. The blueprint is to stay true to God and be well-furnished and well-versed in his verses. What's yours is with me through faith. We died for this country. We were burnt on a tree for this place. We for sure got raped in front of my family to emasculate the king in me. And in us, we are. My freedom. My skin is not a crime. Ask the queen. Sincere from Los Angeles. At peace.
J-Rob.
My skin is not a crime. Just keep telling them who you are. Pieces like this should be an extension of different pieces of who am I? And the response from the crowd should be, tell them who you are, and you do this piece. Who am I? Tell them who you are, then you do the next stanza. Who am I? Tell them who you are, and then you do the next stanza. I dig this. I just hear the music, and I heard the rhythm, and that's what came to me, the call and the response. Who am I? Tell them who you are. Absolutely outstanding. I love this piece.
Thank you, brother.
Van Metals, what say you?
Hey, man. This brother, man, he writes his conscious stuff, man. There were so many lines in here that I absolutely adore, but the opening line of this piece. Yo said, go ask the queen. Some people don't even get it. They still trying to figure out. Yo said, go ask. Queen. about my skin color. Bruh. Hey, man, I dug this piece, man. I really enjoyed this, man. You're another poet, man, that when it comes to these kind of pieces, man, you put your soul in it, man. You truly write what you feel. And you know, you represent a duality when it comes to your skin color. You like that, Jay? Duality? You like that? Thanks, bro.
I like what you did with that. But Van.
But
Yeah, Van, I appreciate that.
Van, check this out.
What's up, bro?
Can you repeat that piece again? That line that you said you like.
Who, me?
Yeah, you just said the line that you like.
The line I liked about the go ask the queen. You said go ask the queen.
Yes, sir. So dig it.
The queen.
Who am I? Tell them who you are, and then you do that line.
Go ask the
you
queen.
You feel me?
Go ask
there
the queen.
There it is.
Ooh.
There it is.
Ooh.
See? See what I'm saying?
Ooh.
See what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Who am I? Tell them who you are, and then you do that line, and then with the queen.
Go ask the
Come
queen.
Come on, man.
Go ask the queen.
So that means you and I are going to have to write a piece about that, brother. So let's make
Come
it
on,
happen.
Man. Come
you
on,
ain't saying
man.
But a word. Man, that's done. Say no more. You started, and I add on.
I just kept hearing it. I just kept hearing it. And then when Van said that line, you tell them who you are. Who am I? Tell them who you are. Then you go, you kill him with that one line about the queen.
Go ask the queen.
Yeah, that's powerful.
She knows
bro.
My name.
That's powerful.
Absolutely powerful.
Powerful.
Thank you, brother.
Absolutely. Nah, man, thank you, bro. We're going to get you
thank
over
you.
To the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so that you can go ahead and do what it do out there on that floor, baby. Stick around and enjoy the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, I will. Blessings.
Blessings, bro.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, bro.
From Los Angeles, headed to the dance floor. My brother said, go ask the queen, man. Y'all spitting some lines in these pieces tonight, boy. I can't even front.
You hear this?
I can't even front. Next up on the mic, Uh-oh, J-Rod. Uh-oh, J-Rod.
Who we got?
We got Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Ooh, hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, y'all. What's going
How
on, brother?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Not
I'm
even,
good. Y'all
not,
singing fire.
Not even doing. That's Van.
Both of y'all. Y'all setting things on fire in there.
That's J-Rob. I just came to sit next to him in the co-pilot seat. You know,
you do realize Van called me at work and said, check your inbox, and check my inbox, and that was the piece of poetry. And under the piece of poetry, it said, read this tonight. Just three words. Read this tonight.
I think both of y'all been peeking in my book.
I'm just saying.
I think both of y'all been peeking in my notebooks, because my piece sounds a lot like what y'all said in the beginning.
Oh yeah.
Mhm.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna tell you the God's honest truth. Live on the air. Van been looking in your book, and then he sent me the piece of the poetry you spit tonight. There, I said it. I wasn't gonna say nothing, but there it is. I said it. Now I'm free. I'm free. I'm good now.
You said
I'm free.
Soul free. Okay.
I'm free. You know I love Van. You know how much
yes.
I love Van, but I had to tell the truth.
Oh, now you want to tell the truth.
I had to tell the truth on that one, Van. I had to tell the truth.
Let it be known that for the record, now J-Rob wants to tell the truth. It is now 10:19 on March 3rd. Top of the show, he told Danya that I wrote all his pieces and I called him at work. And he just said it here just now. But now he wants to tell the truth. You know what? I'm going to get out of the way. Jay, can you a couple of lips to the mic? I'm just going to get out of the way.
Miss Lips.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go. I got to go up to the side and deal with, you know, telling the truth on Van Metal. So in the meantime, while I'm dealing with my brother, could you please do the audience a favor and get on down?
Okay. This piece is called Time Stopped. Time stopped on Earth today. It may have been for only a second, but I felt it. Every time our community loses someone senselessly because we dare to live as one of the free, time stops. In that split second, an entire world ends because me, loving my richness, my struggle, my culture, and you, forgetting that the true land of Eden gave birth to us all, and somehow you faded into a weaker strain that led your mind to believe that alabaster is superior just because it breaks so much easier. That somehow, because we never lost sight of our creation and remained proud in spite of how you try to break us, that even when you publicly press us down, all while every fiber of your being struggles to imitate what it lost, that we deserve to die because you are uncomfortable, because deep within you, you know the truth and you fear its power, because we as a people are awakening to our truth, and once we fully embrace it, your paper kingdom will fall and we will take our place on the throne once again. And that line will become crystal clear that says, and the last shall be first. The fulfillment of the prophecy that no matter how you tried to whitewash it, true evolution prevails. We have fought for generations to become equal, when the truth you disguised is that we were never the lesser. Our birthright was always royal. You just beat us down into survival mode and we lost sight of that truth. But now our rebirth can't be stopped anymore. The dormancy of our gene pool has lifted. The true resurrection has begun. The God within us has awakened and the true knowledge cannot be suppressed any longer. Our DNA is crying out for our truth to be seen by all. And this time, Massa can't beat us into submission because you can no longer hide behind the walls of your private shames. Information has evolved so that nothing can remain in the dark for too long. You created distractions to try to throw us off, but it never lasts very long. Even in a pandemic, we somehow make it look good, and you hate us for not being blind anymore. We will not go quietly down the pathways of our destruction. We now understand that we weren't born under your feet and we were never designed to be your equal because we are the true children of the King. It was always you who was inferior, and in the depths of your soul, you knew it. But now the con is up. You can no longer hoodwink us to believe the lies, and we see you as the weak, sniveling bully you are, and we will no longer allow you power over us. You may kill us individually, but no longer as a people. Every time the earth stops, we awaken stronger. Every time you spill our blood, we gain power. Every action you take to destroy us makes us stronger. You're feeding the flames you're trying so desperately to put out. Even as you think you're getting away with it, we are using your cunning moves to ensnare you. You are building your own demise. Every senseless death, every second we pause, powers us up. When the earth stops, we reset while you continue. Our kingdom is on the rise, so take heed. Everything you've done to me, already done to you. I'm Lips. And you've just been serviced.
Wow. I love this piece, but I got a favor to ask.
Mm-hmm.
How about you end your piece by saying, with these lips, You've just been kissed.
I like that.
Because being served is one thing, but if you're going to call yourself Lisa Lips, you could say, with these lips, you've just been kissed. And that's that piece. But this piece itself was absolutely awesome. And you got some gems in this piece, some absolute gems. And I love it. I was like, no, she didn't just talk about the alabaster. Okay, okay. You know you're throwing a whole lot of people off, and they're like, what
be the alabaster?
No, the alabaster. I'm just saying. Van Metals, what do you think?
Hey, man, it was the whole the last will be first for me.
Oh, yes.
And the authority in which you spoke it in this piece. So I actually kind of like the fact that you ended the piece with your signature. You've just been serviced, because to me, that tells me that, dang, you just kissed me with those lips that you just cursed me with? Hell yeah. I just cursed you with those lips that I just cursed you with. Hell yeah. You got that going right. And, you know, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, she used to have this saying, right?
Uh-huh.
She used to say, I said it, I meant it, and I'm here to represent it.
And yep.
Love it.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Dynamite piece. Dynamite
thank
piece.
You, guys. I love
thank
being
you.
Here with
thank
you.
Thank you.
Dude, don't let us say thank you. You here with us. Thank you.
I mean, I'm here to read whatever Poetry Van tells me, but I love what you wrote.
I think my piece should have been right in the middle of the two y'all did in the beginning, because it kind of links the both chains of thought to me.
It does.
Oh, absolutely.
Without question. All right, Mr. Lips, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor so you can stick around and go out there and, shake your tail feather for a few.
Go ahead and get that hip sway moving.
Yeah, get it. That part. You know
right,
we like.
Well, she know it. She know it. DJ, she coming.
I love
y'all. Tune it up. All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic, baby.
Baby. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Miss Lips on her way to the Get Down dance floor. Man. Bro, they on fire tonight, man.
Yo, tonight is some good energy. I'm so glad that I hit. I started posting this on Monday. This was really, really good, and I'm loving the energy that's coming from it, Van. What you think?
Absolutely. Oh man, I'm loving the energy too, man. But listen, it's about to get better, Jay. How you say?
Because
We're about to bring to the mic, not a knight, not a pawn, but a sir.
With a sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Lawrence, what's good with you, bro?
Everything's good, man. How y'all feeling, gentlemen? Y'all good?
Salute, sir.
Man, good, man. Doing good. Glad
Salute.
You're here, brother. How you feeling,
good
man?
To hear you.
Yes, sir. Been good, man. It's been good.
It's been a good night, and it's about to get better having you here with us.
Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate that for sure, man. I appreciate that for sure.
So welcome.
Absolutely.
I can't wait. I'm moving. Go ahead, Van. I'm moving. I'm getting out of your way. Go ahead.
Sir Lawrence, my good brother. Are you ready? Your piece locked and loaded.
Actually, I have two short pieces if it's all the same to you.
Oh, brother, we're going to step back and let you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. God-given. Doesn't asking for your rights suggest If they are your rights, then why are we asking permission to have the right to have rights? Asking permission to have the right to have rights. Once again, caught up in Lagama Keys, because the people we are asking don't have the right. That is why they call it privilege. Peace. When life becomes matter, everything is matter, but all didn't matter until focus said matter exists. If existence needs to be convincing in order to matter, the difference in reality is you deciding what matter of fact matters. Sir Lawrence.
That's my brother, Sir Lawrence. Now.
I like that.
I like both pieces, but I'm only going to give commentary on one. Because for me, there was one long piece. No, but
I broken up.
The last piece was a little bit of a tongue twister to some extent, but it was also a brain twister, and you had to really pay attention to it. If your brain is still twisted, then you probably need to listen to the playback so you can understand it again. But a dynamic piece, my brother, dynamic piece.
Thank you very much.
Nah, man, thank you.
I would love to read these pieces in the event page, because I'm sure there's a couple of gems in here that went over people's heads tremendously, and I'm included because I loved it, because I was looking for something else, and when you ended it and then went right into the next one, I was like, yeah, I got to read that again. But I absolutely am a hardcore fan of your work, and this is no exception. But I know there's people out there that's going to get what I got when I heard it, but going to get even more when I read it. So if you could please post that in the event page.
You know, it's interesting. That's why I've been on a hiatus because I doggedly finished the book. And both of these pieces came straight out of the book. And I was walking on a cloud for a few days, man, because the book finally hit. With a lot of work went into it. A lot of work. So I'm really
excited. I want my copy.
Congratulations, bro. Congratulations. I definitely want my copy. For sure.
I want a copy.
I'm going to have to order
actually,
from you,
man,
because I need to autograph.
Yeah. Yep. There you go.
I get it. And since you and I got a few people want autograph copies, and the thing about the autograph copies, because they just went into print, so the first book. Okay, here we go. There it is.
Patient, brother.
So,
I know the struggle.
I gotta
put an order in for some more copies of book 3, because I just sold my last one. So I gotta order some copies. So I trust me, brother. I know the struggle. I know it. But it is a good struggle to have. I promise you that.
I have one of yours, and so you got three now, so that's what's happening.
Yeah, I'm gray release 4 and 5, y'all. Stay tuned. it's coming. I just gotta find the right cover artist, man, because my cover is so intricate, and I just can't have anybody doing it. It's really intricate.
How you pronounce it? Fiber, fever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went over there and let them do it. That's the guy who did the first cover, and I went back to him second time. He did the second cover, and anyway.
Okay.
It wasn't
okay.
Really that much. I seen
Yeah, I was going to say, hit me in my inbox. Hit me in my inbox.
I've seen his name on the inbox. And the thing with the poetry is getting stronger and stronger. That's seen COVID messed a lot of stuff up, but it also opened and created a lot more stuff. So it made the poetry scene stronger.
Okay, gotcha.
I agree.
Absolutely. All right, brother. Can't wait for my copy, man. Make sure you let us know the information. Put your plug in the event page, man. Make sure people know how to get it.
Yes,
get
out there on that
dance
floor, you,
my brother.
I hear you, man. Maybe I can do some kind of shuffle or something, you know.
I hear that, bro. All right, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, our good brother, Sir Lawrence.
Indeed.
One love,
appreciate
one mic, bro. Appreciate
you. Dude. One love and one mic, bro.
Man, Sir Lawrence, congratulations, man. Wish him success. If you know the brother, make sure you get a copy of his book. J-Rob, you ready?
I am so ready.
Who do we have next?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have one half host to Do What You Like every other Monday, Mr. Metaphoria. What's good, bro?
Yep, I'm here. I am here. What's going down, Richie?
What's happening, big brother?
I would have written something new for the show tonight, but I was not informed of the scene that was going on, nor was I tagged to any information of said show, as I have been accused of being tagged to, John Robinson. So I got to do some old shit tonight, but it'll be all right. It'll be all right. I wasn't even invited to the event page. Y'all, they want me to come to the motherfucking show or something? Is that what it is? Huh? Huh, John? Don't get quiet now, John. And, Van, you seen I showed my proof. I screenshotted my whole notification list for all of Monday. I was tagged to nothing. Yet here I am anyway.
You know what? You know what? I'm gonna tell you, man. I'm gonna be honest. I wasn't looking at the screenshots of your notifications to see if you had a group post. I was making sure that you didn't have any notifications going to Barb. And that's all I'm gonna say.
I send those privately.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's on that secret inbox. That's with the disappearing messages. You don't need no evidence.
Okay.
That's where you got to do that, man.
All right. I got you. J-Rob,
on either note, y'all good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Tonight's a great night. Some fantastic poets are coming through, including yourself.
Hey, doing that thing. But
I ain't shit. I'm just here.
J-Rob.
Yes, sir.
I need you to usher brother to the stage, man, because it's your turn.
I'd rather not. But because I love you,
I'd rather,
of course I do.
I'd rather you not, too. I'd rather
no,
you
no,
not,
no.
too, motherfucker.
I'm escorting you to the stage. I'm the
yeah.
one escorting
you.
Van, back
me here,
up.
Nigga.
Van,
you
back
here.
Up. Let me extort you to the stage.
To my Epiphany family out there, y'all seen the whole argument that went on earlier when this man was trying his damnedest to say
why?
That everybody
why?
In Epiphany
why?
Is
why? Why we got to go there? Why?
Because it's the damn truth, John.
Dave,
it's the damn
Dave,
truth.
This is not the truth. Dave,
come on here
right now
and speak the truth.
Right now is the show. You don't speak the truth. Tonight's the show, Dave. Tonight's the show.
To hear you say.
You hear now?
I've been online.
Y'all
gave people 30 damn minutes. I've been on here for 2.5 minutes. You're trying to rush me. Go ahead and rush me through the show. Tell me your intro so I can spit my feet and get the hell out of the way. Thank you, sir.
I was going to ask you a very legitimate question, but you're yelling
What's
at
your
people.
Question?
And I have a legitimate question for you, all jokes aside. Because you've been through
What's
a lot.
Yeah.
What does Black history mean to you? With all the stuff that you've been through, and you've seen some stuff that a lot of us haven't seen, what does Black history mean to you before you do your piece?
Black history is kind of fucked up from both damn directions, in my opinion. Because white people done a whole bunch of fucked up shit to us and still do a bunch of fucked up shit to us. But damn, we do a lot of fucked up shit to each other as well. So, I mean, it's a lot of people that I know personally that make a fist and want to go march at every motherfucking thing and all this shit when it's white against black. But then, you know, they done some dirty shit to a bunch of our own people. So to me, some parts of black history is cool, but a lot of it is really fucked up in both directions. Like, hell, I dealt with it definitely from both directions. Like I always say, too dark to be white, too light to be a nigga. So I guess I'm just floating in the motherfucking middle. And I have dealt with more racist statements from my own people than I have white people in my entire life.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why I say I'm an equal opportunity fuck people person. And just because motherfucker's skin brown don't mean I'm going to say I like them. There's a whole bunch of them I can't stand.
In other words, all skin folk ain't kin folk.
That's motherfucking right.
I can dig that.
A lot of them full of shit.
I'm going to let you rock with that, too. Question number two, is your piece locked and loaded?
Yeah, I got it ready. Y'all heard this one before. I promise this is the last night I'm ever spit this piece. I'm officially retired, but I felt I had to spit this one at least because for real did a version of No More Rope and Black Enough, and, you know, them were two killer motherfuckers, and it's like my proudest conscious piece, so I said I would spit this one.
Well, then, brother, man, the mic is yours. We want you to grab the mic and go on and get on down.
It's called Gangland. The illest killers we've ever known. Brains blown out for many of those who oppose their way of living. Boys in blue, but not crippin'. Packing heat and forever tripping on the killer nigga mission. So many sons missing and their mothers crying because they miss them. Just listen. This is gangland. Terroristic threats by these terroristic vets. If you're such a badass, let's see how long your badass lasts if you take off that pay by the hour. Recruiting new members day by day, drafting from the KKK. But I ain't never been scared of that badge, and I'm damn sure not scared of your gun. Like I said, just pussies paid by the hour, and I devour pussy for fun. No justice for Trayvon, Eric, or Michael in this repeatable vicious cycle. Just a few names to add to the countless others taken from their mothers, sisters, and brothers. Multiple shots put in their back while their hands were in the air. Prosecuted for being black in this fucked up country doesn't care. So we continue to try and survive in this gangland. While the boys in blue are on a power trip, the real thugs aren't the Bloods and Crips. It's those who claim to protect and serve while they neglect us. Now who the fuck gonna protect us? Who do we call if we're in a pinch? Boys in blue learned everything they do from Willie Lynch. We must wake up as a people. Fuck all the blood and cuz. Look at how we're being treated. Shot down daily like wild hogs and rabid dogs. How does America not see it? I tell you. This land that's portrayed to be so grand was built by colored hands but reserved for the white man. But here we are as a people, never considered equal. The force they're using is lethal as they try to make a trilogy out of this sequel. Still, I am but one man. But on my own two, I stand with my nuts in my hands, screaming, fuck you, crooked-ass cops and the coward-ass Klan. Trust this. Justice was made for those with skin of no hue. They don't give a damn about me and you. In peace.
You know what? I like this piece a hell of a lot more now than when I first heard it because I can appreciate it better. And I wasn't prepared to appreciate it. But I like this shit a hell of a lot more than I did the first time you spit it. You got some gems in this piece.
Thank you.
Some absolute gems.
Yes, sir.
Absolute gems. I like this. This, I know you're retiring the piece, but you should still post it in the event page. because there's some folks that's going to miss some of the gems.
I can't post it in the motherfucking event page because I ain't getting no goddamn invite to the event page, so therefore I can't get to the event page. How the fuck I'm supposed to post it in there?
Wow.
We just had this conversation at the beginning of the damn call.
Wow, so
I have no connection to the event page. Can't even find the damn thing.
So you're not going to let me finish. There's a reason Van will not let me get to the button so I can hang up on people. However, I'll be able to tag you as I was about to try to explain to you before you started with your tirade. So in any event,
I'm going to channel.
Really tell them, David Mott?
I'm going to channel.
But anyway.
My inner Rodney King. Can't we all just get along?
We can't, Van. We just can't. These damn New Yorkers won't let it happen.
All right, Mr. Metaforia. Before we usher you to the dance floor, bro, let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany Radio Universe.
Coming Monday night, it is Do What You Like. It's your bi-weekly release of All Pressure. You pissed off, come through and let us hear about it. You got a new piece you want to do, come through, let us hear about it. If you just want to come through and say hi and chat for a little bit, come on through. We welcome all of that. Now, granted, we're going to bang on you, so we'll be, you know, you don't get 20 minutes on Do What You Like. You can go into your rendition of your life story if you want to. You'll be talking to your motherfucker self. But everybody is invited. Same time, same channel, same network. This Monday night, Do What You Like.
There you have it. Make
Back
sure
you,
y'all tune in. Thank you, good brother. We're going to get you over to the dance floor. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, my good brother. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany Zone.
One love, one mic.
Metaphoria. That's your man's. That's your man's. That's my man's, too.
I said nothing.
Next up on the mic. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we got DSR's own, our good brother, Rebel P. Jones. What's good, Rebel P? You muted, bro? Unmute your mic.
Unmute your mic, me.
Yo, what's going on, guys? My bad.
That's all good, bro. It's
Rebel
all good, man.
P. What's good with you?
It's a D. It's been a long time, man.
All right.
Come on now. Spit that
Rakim
lyrics. Yes, sir.
That's what matters.
It's been a long time.
So, you know, me being the token white guy, I could do a piece I got called Black, or I could do something special for J-Rod.
Come through with whatever your microphone says and whatever your pen told you to write, brother.
Absolutely.
You know
it's
we all family in here.
And listen, we're going to get out the way. We know what we in for. We know what we in for. So we're going to get out the way.
I don't know if you're expecting this one.
That's all right, brother. It's all right, man. Go ahead and get on down.
All right. Alright. I heard you calling in the songs of the birds and the croaks of the toads and the chatter of the cicadas. I heard you speak from the sounds of the breeze as it rustled through the leaves of the trees. I remember when I first heard you calling for me. It sounded like it was in my head from a distance beyond a cloud, yet your voice still so clear, so powerful. I read your message to me in the morning clouds that pass on by before the coming storm, the words encoded in the leaves of the vines that reached the tops of the tallest trees on the mountaintops where man and you were so long ago torn from the love we once all shared with you. Please don't turn your back on us. We can change, although admittedly, we and our selfish ways are to blame. I remember the day the clay you became me, and life was fed to me. Your teachings and love were bled to me. The mold of man, I came to be with all my soul inside. I now realize all you gave to me, and thank you, mother. In response to J-Rob's mother.
Whoa.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely awesome. And I appreciate you, bro. I don't get to tell you enough, but I really appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate you.
Real talk.
Man.
I really appreciate you.
Rebel P, man. This is that dude, y'all. His pen is highly respected. This brother comes through the spit. And this brother's welcome not just here on the Get Down, but at any one of our 50 shows. Because we know the caliber of his ink. We know what he's capable of, and he's a genuine, good individual. So, my brother, you are right in my
way. Without question.
Can I do something that's unconditional? It's not something that's generally done, but can I run that back and forth for you with J-Rob's verse in there, too? J-Rob, do you mind if I did that?
Brother Station Manager?
I mean, we got two people left. We good. We good on time.
Okay.
Spit
down. J-Rob, I'm sorry I did it wrong the first time. This is the way it should have been done, bro. I heard you calling, and the songs of the birds, and the croaks of the toads, and the chatter of the cicadas. I heard you speak, and the sounds of the breeze as it rustled through the leaves of the trees. I remember when I heard you calling for me. It sounded like it was in my head. From a distance beyond the cloud, yet your voice still so clear, so powerful. I read your message to me in the morning clouds that passed on by before the coming storm. The words encoded in the leaves of the vines that reached the top of the tallest trees on the mountaintops where man and you were so long ago torn from love we once all shared with you. Please don't turn your back on us. We can change, although admittedly we in our selfish ways are to blame. I remember the day the clay from you became me and life was fed to me. Your teachings and love were bled through me to mold the man I came to be with all of my soul inside. I now realize all you gave to me, and thank you, mother. I laid the first bricks of knowledge at the temple of Timbuktu and allowed the world of opportunity to let the knowledge be born. I casted the clay for the first steps that created Joseph while Osiris wrote love letters to Isis along the banks of counterclockwise river that resembles the veins that connect life and death throughout the heartbeats of this renamed continent. I drank in the chalice of life at the request of the great I am on the last day of creation and watched him, the rest comfortably, admiring the birth of the beginning. And because he thought I gave him the cold shoulder from where I walked, he said, we would be forever polar opposites. Yet I still needed the bottom of an iceberg in my glass to just cool my thirst as I rested in a desert as hazel as my eyes created my dry cough. I looked over the horizon of the continent while sailing along teardrops that created rivers and waterfalls that became oceans and witnessed forever in living color. And as herds of sentience asked permission to scatter, I bequeathed them within the four winds of heaven, given everlasting life to the children of infinity, while teardrops from my eyes created photosynthetic nourishment in the form of raindrops that fed the planet for aeons before man called Earth home. I am so intricately intimate with all creation that even my mistakes come out great. And as a matter of fact, you could imagine that just in front of it, I gave imagination permission to prove the world wasn't flat. I'm so complex that many forms of dialect, you would never know what I am referring to without my permission in the vernacular I allow you to use to speak to me verbally or kinetically. For you see, I am the sum total of everything in its totality, universal in touch, tone, and tongue, as I gave perfect the permission to be flawless. I am the living embodiment of the sentient, who is free as the blown wind from the whispered lips, staring at this creation and the realization that I am that all there is, and I am pleased. J. Rod, the wise son, Double P. Jones. Praise.
Absolutely spectacular.
Phenomenal. Simply phenomenal.
Absolutely spectacular.
Without question.
Dude, the part that I love in this.
I have wanted to do that for you, Jay, for the longest time, yo.
That means a whole lot to me, bro. This was a piece that meant a lot to me, and to hear a cat who I truly admire and respect give this piece its just due like that, outstanding.
Thank you.
Outstanding. Thank you, bro.
Thank you.
Absolutely, bro. Pete, thank you so much, man. Before we, man, that was fire, bro. That was just fire. And, you know, Pharrell always talks about the performance of a piece. And you perform that piece brilliantly. Passion, power, poignance, bro, purified.
Well, you know, J-Rob put so much emotion in his part of the piece that it really just, I felt emotion when I was saying it. And to write after J-Rob, you know, to write something in response to his genius, that was just an honor to even be given the opportunity. So I thank the greatest, the highest for that, and I thank you too, my brother.
Absolutely, good brother. Absolutely. And my brother, can you let everybody know what you got going on over there on DSR?
Well, man, I'm not sure when we're coming back yet. We're on a little vacation, but we will be back. But if you can't get enough of Rebel P and you've missed them, you can come check me out on Clubhouse Tuesdays from 10 a.m. all day long, open mics, baby. Hungry Minds Poetry, come check me out.
Yes, sir.
That's what's
y'all
up. That's what's up.
Make sure
y'all heard it here.
Rebel P, man, my good brother, man, thank you for coming back and sticking with us, man. We're going to get you over to the dance floor. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, my good brother.
Hold up. One more thing, guys. Thank you for waiting
for
today.
Yes, sir. Oh, man, how could I forget that? How could I forget that? Thank you for waking up today.
One love, one mic.
Indeed. One love and one mic, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rebel P. Jones, DSR Zone. Man, whew, let's keep this party going, man.
Who we got, Van?
Hold on one second. Ladies and gentlemen, you have approximately less than 2 minutes, if you're listening online, the dial-in number 319-527-6300. Press 1 when you get here. Dial. You have less than a minute. So hurry up. Dial. Get in. Otherwise, you get cut off. You won't hear the rest of the show. But next up on the mic, we got Epiphany Zone, host of Tuesday Night's Madnesses. All those shows. Mojave. What up, Hav?
What up? What's happening, Brody?
What's happening, cousin? Good afternoon, my octoroon.
Stop playing. You know we do.
You're right. I won't start. I'm not going to start.
So what's going on there? What's happening?
Hey, now, what's poppin'?
Hey, man, it's a good day to be a Friday Eve. How are you doing?
You know, we out here moving stuff around, trying to get things done, make stuff happen. You know, dropping pieces off, writing new pieces, hitting prompts. Yeah, poetry. It's life.
Good to hear you,
okay.
Bro.
Good to hear you, man.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. So it's good to be around here.
Hardest working man on tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Iron Man is in the building.
Iron Man, Iron Man, does whatever an iron can.
Hilarious. Okay. Anyway,
J-Rab.
Yes, sir.
You usher your cuzzo to the mic.
Cuzzo. Mm-hmm. I need you to come over here to the microphone. Move away from Van for a second. When y'all get to talking, trouble happens. So come over here for a second. I'm going to make the assumption that your piece is locked and loaded.
Well, yes, it is.
That being the case, come on, man.
We're going to step out of your way the way stars should shine. And would you please do us the honor, go on and get on down.
Your wish is my command. Tell me if this is too loud. Send the angels to herald your coming. Tell them to trumpet your arrival with the sun. Tell them that the sun rays is the cloak of your aura, that loveliness, how elegance exudes your sublime, sublipous sensation. Your melanin DNA contains all nations. The dance that is your walk is the ballet of air partnering with earth. How perfect you are. Yet, I fail you. Knowing that you bear the same rich scars and trauma from Middle Passage, the same filth chained next to me in the hold of slave ships, how you, a woman in black, with two strikes before anyone can recognize your light, how when giving love, you make home, you make warmth, you make life. You walk the edge of a knife trying to be everything to everyone, being the moon that reflects my sun, the God blessed, blessing. That your breath is the essence and someone will see you on one level, relate, reverb, vibrate to treble, forgetting the symphony, relegating you to a melody, learning not to trust me. Us not learning how to fight to the death for you, thinking of you as commodity instead of equality. Do you even get a chance to dream? How many has this bridge called your back heavy with weight? Systemic keeps contorted, supported, all of us. How your tears and prayers have saved one and all. Even oppressors needed you as a wet nurse to nurse children who would grow to hate you and debate your freedom and rights while their fathers snuck in your quarters at night. Even denying the children sired from their lust, allowing their families to be sold off. Resting, instead of running to you, we run from you, limit you, patronize you, allow weight patriarchy to inform choice and decision, not represent black love on television for you or in real time. I can only celebrate you within mine. Only hope that you come forth, only show you the riches of your worth, your cocoa butter kisses that hold me, complete me, when your love makes me man. How you birthed and built the world from your womb, bring us glory from doom, to lose you and your queendom would spell doom. I'm sorry for you sacrificing yourself, just to love me and keep family. I'm strong and I will love and I'll be greater and do better. The strength of my purpose is in loving you. I'm not even going to say I'm sorry. I'm just going to ask you, forgive me. I'm sorry for you sacrificing yourself. Just to love me and to keep family. I'm just going to ask you to forgive me. Oh.
I gotta know. What is that song in the background?
It's called Black Woman by Emmanuel.
Oh, okay.
J-Rap.
You smooth talking. Yes, sir.
J-Rap.
Sir. Can you hear me?
I I need him to say the title of the song again for the people in the back that didn't hear it.
The title of the song is called Black Woman by Emmanuel. And this is what it sounds like with the lyrics.
I get least of you. I get the very minimum. And I'm saying, you know, fake it with me. Is that too much of a black woman to ask of a black man?
Talk of butter kisses, wipe my tears away. I wanna feel you like cold water dripping down my face. I wanna fly high, like the stars that I see, like the birds in the sky, like the birds in the sky. How do you reconcile, free your mind, find it, they have me shackled. How do you smile when you got nothing to smile about? How do you love when you got no one coming back to the home?
I see you. I see you.
Yeah, that's dope.
That's absolutely awesome.
I love it. Love it. But your piece spoken over it. It was very romantic, very sensual. I guess this is the black love portion of the show, since you came with that.
That part.
J-Rod.
Nah, I just told him this piece is absolutely awesome. I had to post it in the page. I want to be a smooth talking, silver tongued devil like him with this awesome work.
Really?
Right.
All this from Mr.
Open the door.
I said he was laughing at you. You such a damn fool. I said he would laugh.
I just said.
That is a classic line forever.
My man.
Look out your window. Hey. I'm sorry. No, man. Don't pay me no mind. Man, finish what you were saying. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, Mojave, let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
I figured it out. Oh, yeah, I got it. I got that on special, too. I was like, I didn't know what it was. So we got Fly Speak. So we got a very super dope Fly Speak planned out for you next Tuesday. All right, got one of my favorite poets in Cowboy. I'm glad to be bringing it over to the universe. The ERU, Mama Stefania. She is going to be my esteemed guest. I got some heat for you for this Fly Speak. It's about to get a little ugly in here. We're going to be throwing around elbows and throws. We're going to be doing drive-by slapping people. So there's going to be a lot of drive-by slapping. That's what's going to happen. We've been slapping you, slapping the mic out your hand. It's going to be serious. Be very wary. It's going to be serious because just like I got her, I got this cat named Sincere. You know, it's going to be, you know, not the Sincere from Cali, different Sincere, but it's going to be ugly. It's going to be a lot of drive-by slap. Just be prepared. Come through. It's going to be something real, real fierce and slappy. It's going to be slappy.
Okay.
I look forward to it.
Well, I'm just telling you, it's going to be, we throwing some bows on this one. You're doing the people's elbow the whole night.
I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you.
All right, good brother. Can't wait. Excited. I'm all for it.
I'm going to be there.
Going over there. Dance floor. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany Zone, host of the Tuesday Night Shenanigans, Fly Speak, War Council, Honey Dripper 2.0. Marvel and DC coming up, baby. Coming up, baby.
Oh, yeah. Marvel versus DC.
Mm-hmm.
For all the DC kids, the entire world. Me, all the geeky too.
Absolutely. All right, bro. One love, one mic, man. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show.
No doubt. One love, one mic. Love you guys. Peace.
Love you, too, bro. Peace, King. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mojave, also known as King Drip, Tiffany's own Iron Man. And next up, we got me, Caribbean Bretta. Ed Burks is on the mic. What's good with you, bro?
Yeah, man. Everything cool, my brother. How's everything out there?
Everything Burks. Fiery, brother.
Yes, sir. Blessing me, brother.
You made a post of some of the most beautiful women to ever grace the planet Earth, bro. Incredible.
Yes,
I did. I don't even ask where you got the pictures from. I don't even care. They're just some of the most incredibly beautiful black women on this earth. Salute to you, brethren. Salute
to you. Yes, sir, man. Yeah, man, I always try to big up our woman there, man, you know. Show me that beautiful light, not always in thongs and shit, which I like thongs, but you know what I'm saying? You know, I want to show our women in a different way. So,
absolutely.
Show our women beauty and their class and their grace and style and all that type of thing there. That's important. So, I big up to you for that, my brother, recognizing that.
Yes, sir. Yes,
thank you,
sir. Mm. Keep up the great work.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. I will, my brother. Excuse me.
That's right. That post made my day, bro. It made my day. I'm not even going to lie, bro. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah, man, cool.
So thank you for that, brother.
No worries.
Indeed.
Well, I got a love poem, man. I got a love poem that me wrote. You know, when we write love poetry, man, it's not just, you know, it's a combination of things, right, with love here. Love isn't just physical penetration or anything like that. Love is like physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, all that. And so that's why I try to write poetry in that vein. Even me, a rapid poetry, and I mind, we try to do it that way. So this poem here speaks upon that. So I'm just going to go right into it. See? All right, here we go, sir. Yeah, man. We love the fragrance of your perfume, your love. The sweet scent between your thighs. The sexy way you express pleasure. The sensuous, orgasmic way you sigh. Making love to you is organic, my love. A higher feeling of spiritual bliss. A more loving approach to making love. A more passionate way to express a kiss. You spiritually kiss I and thy mind into heaven. Your lips are sweet as Jamaican wine. Your love is without complications, no drama. Your love is soul food for my mind. Grenada is such a beautiful island, me love. A little island that smells nutmeg sweet. A little island created by Jobs meditation. A little island where all can find their peace. Your love is me beautiful island. As beautiful as a flock of tropical birds. An island where love is the sacrament. An island where all bless up Jaja's word. Your love takes our mind into a higher level. A higher level may never experience before. A dimension of peace, love, and serenity. Your love opens closed minds and doors. Your fragrance caresses up me mind, me love. Like romantic walks upon the beach. Like passionate, slow kisses by candlelight. Like a Buddhist meditates for his peace. There's none sweet as you, me sweet love. Cool as a summer breeze. Your mouth tastes sweet as rum. Your love is me blessed spiritual ecstasy. Me love the scent between your thighs. the sensuous way your body move. The dirty thing you whisper in my ears. Your intoxicating island sweet perfume. Your anxiety, beautiful island, me love. Your body warm as the sand upon the beach. Your kisses taste sweet like mango. Sweeter than a ripe Georgia peach. Amen. Rastafari.
My man.
Big ups,
my man.
Yeah, my respect.
Much respect
to you, King.
Yeah, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
This Caribbean romance flow that you got with these pieces, man, truly, truly something special, man. And I dig it, and I love it, man. I love your ink, bro.
Man. Respect. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. I bless it. Thank you.
Now, thank you for blessing us tonight, bro. We really appreciate you and appreciate your ink flow.
Yeah, man. Thank you. And I got one opinion you want to put out there for me, go. I have a poetry site out there called Caribbean Vibes. And a lot of poetry on there and other people's poetry on there. So you want to see where me at with me poetry and follow me, you can follow me there and other sites as well. And on the show as well, too.
Brethren, post that in the event page so we can tag as many people to that as possible, please.
Yeah, man, most definitely. Thank you, my brother. Thanks for having me, too. I appreciate it.
Hey, yes, Soulkins forever, brother.
Respect, no?
Yes, respect, sir. Bro. Every time, man. Yeah, man, every time.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Ed Burks. Man, with the romantic piece to close us out for tonight. Wow, what a show, J-Rob the Wise Son. What a show, man.
And think about it, man. We ain't done yet. This is absolutely outstanding.
We're not.
Absolutely.
And you know what?
Outstanding.
We got one more show of Black History, right? As we said, right? One more show, right? I think I want to do a topic for that show.
Talk to me. We'll talk offline.
Yeah, we'll talk offline because I don't want to give it away just yet. I want to make sure that we good. But, but last words tonight, we're going to start with my good brother. Actually, hold on. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic decided he want to raise his hand all of a sudden.
Hey, what's good?
Don't just be sitting there, man, and not raise your hand, man. You ready to shut down the show?
I thought I raised mine.
That's all right. You're here now, good brother. My go-go brother, East Coast, from VA, Mr. Automatic Harris.
I don't get
chance. Welcome to the Get Down, bro.
Oh, thank you. You know, I don't get a chance to do poems on the air a lot. You know, so I decided to come on the show. You know, I'll be busy. You know, tier four.
That's all right. Hey, Rob, usher your brother to the mic.
Mr. Charismatic, I need you to close us out with something really dope for Black History Month, man.
Okay.
Something really dope. So Van and I are going to get out the way, and we're going to let you tag in and go on ahead and get on down.
All right. The name of this freestyle is called Black Words Have Spoken. Can you feel the freedom in the air? In this world, I would take you there. In places where Black people were held captive. But then to fight back because we had to be active. The ancestors that became the angels marching for the knowledge of to be free from starving. Change of things like when many speeches have brought about to the ears of who was willing to listen. black words have spoken, letting people know that we will not be oppressed anymore, fighting like never before. We must explore to be free, to be the kings and queens that God calls to be. We are here to march. We are here to showcase. We will not take it anymore. And ain't nobody going to turn us around. We'll be free. No bombs, no type of weapons. I'm coming with the suggestion that we be a people, power of the people, that we go against the pig, and the pig cannot kill us. What is the pig that is political, that is injustice, and being deteriorated by our own government? Commend Dr. King, when their bones are bugged in, because they spoke that black people could do better than they ever done before. The rise of the occasion. I'm Nat Turner with the rope around my neck, but I fought a good fight. Everything in the love with the insight. To give storytelling like James Earl Jones, we break the stones, injustice, changing the climate, and having a meeting that was private that the enemies would never know. Our black words have spoken. To keep going, to let everybody know in Tennessee, say that I am a man in the sanitation, time to clean up. We go for a purpose. The black words are spoken, would never be worthless. This is a time and this is an experience. Black people have looked for the deliverance. Reparations will come by God, yes. Those that fears many devils, they want to go ahead and block. But you can't block the blessing. You can't throw a wall. That wall will tumble down. Now listen to the lyrical sound. It's called freedom, baby. Can you feel it? Exchange. While we went through the pain, now it's time to make the claim. Coming with the reference, yes, we learned by the many lessons. By our people, yes, the change, yes, the time. Shout out to George Washington Carver. See, the black knowledge has gone farther. Many people will be acknowledged because black words have spoken. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, Lyrical Engine, 10 Gears in the Moment by Ben Dry.
I'm digging that. I'm literally digging that.
Yes, sir, dear brother.
I like where you took this.
Yes, sir.
I really enjoyed where you took this piece. What say you, Van Meadows?
I agree wholeheartedly. Phenomenal ink, bro. Nice freestyle. Conscious, man. That's your vein, man. That's your vein. You do these conscious pieces, bro, and you just hit it out the park every time you do them. So I definitely dig this piece. Mr. Lyrical Engine, Viper in Drive.
Yes.
Talking about.
That's
good stuff, bro.
I dig this.
Yes, indeed. I'm always willing to teach. You know, I mean, I feel like I'm a teacher. You know, I'm a truck driver. I feel like I'm a teacher. You know what I mean? I'm always willing to teach.
I'm wrong with that.
But those that have open ears. So, you know, you ever feel like you're a poet, but you're a teacher as well. You know, it's just like in
and
your
all
blood,
poets are,
really
yes, sir.
Yes.
Every last purpose. All right, good brother. We're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man. The DJ's been waiting for you,
go-go
man.
I want Go-Go song. You got
go-go
for me. Go-Go Mickey.
Tell him, Jay.
Go-go song. You got DJ. Hey, DJ. You got to play some type of Go-Go song, man.
Check the event page, Daddy. You know I got to tell you. Check the event page, Daddy.
All right, John. All right, salute to both of y'all, man. Keep doing what y'all doing.
Thank you, good brother. We appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you.
On his way to the Get Down Dance Tours, our go-go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Wow. All right, J-Rob. Now we can close out with last words, starting with you, my brother.
Bruh, first and foremost, man, it's been a really cool ride trying to keep people enlightened when it comes to aspects of Black history, what people know, what people don't know, what people forget, and what people choose to forget. So thank you for coming up with the idea of us putting this together, and I'm just hoping that people, you know, completely dig it. But to the people that's listening, final word for me says, dear Black people, just because things happened to us in the past doesn't mean that it's not worth teaching your children today or worth knowing for your life. Because if you don't know your history, please trust me that there is somebody out there that doesn't look like you that will write it for you and will make you believe their version of your history. So please, I beg of you not to turn a blind eye from viewing, learning what happened in America, because sometimes the truth just hurts your ears and your eyes. Because someday your ancestors are going to ask you, what did you do with the freedom they gave you that they died for? And I hope you have an acceptable answer. That's me. Again, Van, I love you, bro. Thank you for this.
Oh, man, I love you too, bro, and thank you for this. You know, it's one thing to bounce ideas off of people, but it's another thing to bounce an idea off of an individual who is already thinking the same way that you're thinking. So for that, I love you, bro. I can't do this show without you, and I appreciate the hard work and the diligence and the resilience that you put into it when you get here. You are truly Batman. Truly Batman.
Thank you, bro.
Nah, man. Thank you, man. To the poets, you know, I enjoy being a poet. I enjoy being Black. And these kind of shows gives us the opportunity to fully express that. Without question, without reproach. But the moment I walk out the door of my home, society views me differently. But like J-Rob said, know your history or someone will write it for you. To the host, the callers, the listeners. Hey, man, this Epiphany Radio is for you. We're just here to facilitate. We love the fact that you come through week after week, night after night, spend time with us and share your art with us. And those of you that have not pressed one and just listening, we salute you and we appreciate you too. To our illustrious CEO, thank you again for giving us this platform to be able to do life creatively. All of you are walking, living Black history. All of you. So continue to keep writing it, performing it, telling it, embracing it. And we'll see y'all Saturday night for Poetic Therapy, La Pearl La Negra, and Standing Man Phillips. We love you. One love, one mic, peace.
One love, one mic.
To take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Peace.